Thank you. Good morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. The readings that I will be addressing in a little while are as follows. 2 Samuel 22, verses 1 to 7. 1 to 9, Luke 11:14-28. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And the Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful of the end of all things and the day of thy just judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here and dwell with thee forever in the hereafter. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and ever one God, world without end. Amen. Let us confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the everlasting, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. This morning's Old Testament reading, 2 Samuel 22, verses 1-7. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hands of all of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him I will trust. He is my shield and my horn of my salvation. He is my high tower, my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence, and I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from all of my enemies. When the waves of the death compass me about, the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and I cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. So far. The Epistle, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1-9. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all other uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolishness, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather of giving thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, no unclean person, no covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you by vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them. For you were sometimes in darkness, but now are you in the light of the Lord. Then walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. So far the epistle lesson. The gospel, which is the basis for my sermon, is recorded in St. Luke chapter 11, verses 11-28. And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, He casts out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. Others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against the house falls. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub, and if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out a devil, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man armed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all of his armor, wherein he trusted, and divided his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scatters. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest. And finding none, he said, I will return to my house from whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But Jesus said, Yes, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. So far. Jesus Christ came into this world to perform a great work, and that is the redemption of all mankind. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to redeem us from all sins. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He came to redeem us from death. Christ hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light. He came to redeem us from the power of the devil. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. In this morning's gospel, Jesus demonstrated his power that he received from his Father by casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spoke, and the people wondered. What was the reaction of the people? Well, Christ's enemies mocked him, ridiculed him, and said he casts out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. Well, Jesus shows his audience how wrong their charge of his being in league with the devil is. Verily, a kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house will fall. If Satan be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? You must therefore acknowledge that I cast out devils by the power of God. Therefore, the kingdom of God has come over you unawares. The enemies of Christ in the world today will not accept him as the Son of God and the Lord of all things. They will not believe that he is true God and true man, born of the Virgin Mary. They reject his word and discount his miracles. The enemies of Christ reject the doctrine of divine creation, the virgin birth, the deity of Christ, the physical resurrection of the dead. Well, the world has not changed, and the enemies of Christ have not changed, and they will not change. Thank God we know the great truths of Scripture. We believe the accounts of his miracles, the message of the angels at his birth and resurrection. We accept and confess with Martin Luther the explanation of the second article of our Christian faith, and that is, I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. We rejoice in the fact that Jesus, as Lord, has overcome the devil, and that he is now seated at the right hand of God, ruling over all things in the interests of his kingdom. We declare ourselves for Christ, accepting him as the Lord and trusting in his redemption. Others in this morning's gospel tempted Jesus by asking for some sort of sign from heaven. They're not satisfied with what they have seen and heard. Their behavior indicates that they reject his word and the work which he also came to do. For the redemption of their souls, they want only to be entertained by him. The fact that the stronger has come and conquered, they're not interested in. They do not accept and believe. They do not want to believe in Christ as their Savior from sin. They refuse to trust in His word of redemption. They do not see in this message wisdom that will bring them blessings for time and eternity. They forget that the Scriptures are given to make us wise unto salvation, which is in Christ Jesus. When Jesus is preached to them as Savior, High Priest, who perfectly fulfilled the law for them, who sacrificed Himself for them on the cross, who is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, well, they're still dissatisfied. Let us be satisfied with His powerful word. As St. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. It is this miracle of all miracles that Jesus has redeemed us from all sins, from death, from the power of the devil, that I am now His own. Serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. We are now the children of God, heirs of heaven, and joint heirs with Christ. Let us be thankful to our God here in time and hereafter in eternity. You see, there are only two kinds of people in the world, believers and unbelievers, and there are only two places after death, heaven and hell. There is no other choice. You are either with Christ or against Christ. If you are against Christ, then you're a follower of the devil. How can we successfully resist the devil and his temptations? Well, our Lord Himself gives us the answer when He says, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Hearing the word of God brings blessings, cleanses the heart from evil thoughts and desires. As David prayed, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Therefore, let us do away with all indifference and hypocrisy, and like Mary, let us keep the word of God and ponder it in our hearts. Through the word, the Holy Spirit has called and enlightened us so that we know Jesus as our Savior. Trust and believe, rejoice, and take comfort in Him. Through the gospel, the Holy Spirit has sanctified us and keeps us in the true faith. We live a Christian life and serve Him. It is important that we hear the word of God, attend the table of our Lord to receive the assurance of forgiveness of sins, for the strengthening of our faith, for obtaining help in leading a holier life. The world is in need of this message. Let us never grow weary of urging sinners to come to Christ, the divine Redeemer. Yes, for blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. At this time, let us confess our sins and receive absolution. I now ask you before God who searches your heart, do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God and deserve His wrath and punishment? Then declare so by saying, I do. Do you heartily repent of all of your sins, committed in thought, word, and deed? Then declare so by saying, I do repent. Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Ghost, you will henceforth amend your sinful life? Then declare so by saying, I do promise. And finally, do you believe that through me, a called servant of God, you will receive the forgiveness of all your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Then as you believe, even so may be it unto you. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.